创世纪第四十章第三十多节，我们轮流来读，我们读全章的圣经。他也讲，这事以后，埃及王纠正和善得罪了他的主，就是埃及王。法老就大家很多，法老就把路路纠正和善之二者，把他们施加在会长府内的一切，就是又是被囚的地方。
像他所解的话，纠正却不纪念又是仅忘记了他。我们读经就到这个地方。我们上个礼拜在第三十九章里面
In chapter 39 last week
看见又是被放在监牢的中间。
That Joseph was imprisoned.
他没有犯什么错误。
He didn't commit any mistakes.
他没有什么罪恶。
He hadn't done anything wrong.
但是他受了非常不公义的对待
was unjustly treated.
这告诉我们人生的遭遇不是照我们心中所盼望的其他道
理 Many things that happen in life are not according to our wishes.
当我们遇到一些我们根本没有做错事而要遭受的苦难的时候
we are unjustly treated because we didn't do anything wrong.
我们很容易就产生了对神的不满
Very easily we are displeased with God
对自己命运的咒诅
And we start to curse our own fate
对别人的批判
And we start to criticize others
甚至终于产生了无神论的错误
In the end we become atheistic
所以这些的无神论的思想
And these atheistic thoughts
对自己的怨声载道对自己的祸不单行很不满意的这种反应
It's the response because we blame our own fate
这是我们人之常情
And this is a human nature indeed
但一个人的人格伟大在什么地方
When will you call a person great
但这一个人在这种状况中间他怎样回应这是很重要的
A man is great based on how he responds to these circumstances
生命不是我们自己产生出来的
Our lives are not from our own
我们活在世界不是我们的选择
It's not by our own choice that we came to this world.
我们身为穷人、富人，也不是我们的决定。
Whether we are born rich or poor is not is out of our choice.
我们生在什么地方，生在什么种族
，Where we are born, in what race we are born,
都以我们的主权、我们的意志 没有关系。
All these have nothing to do with our own will.
既然生命是神所赐下，
since life has been given by God,
生活的安排跟许可也有神在里面的许可。
God Himself has His own providence as well.
所以我们应当有一个神引导我，神控制我，神安排我的这种观念来过我们人生的。
So、we must live our lives based on the fact that God is guiding us and controlling our fates.
罪人的迷失。
The lost, the people, the sinners are lost.
The loss of the human being.
The loss of the human being.
是因为我们常常在成就的时候归功于己，困难来到的时候归咎于人。
Because we give credit to our own success and we blame others for our own failures.
你比别人更聪明。
You think you are more intelligent than others.
你就表示自己很厉害。
So you think you are great.
你比别人更笨。
You think you are more stupid.
你就假造一个上帝来怪他。
Then you start to fabricate a God and blame this God.
所以有一些的人呢，如果没有上帝呢，他就不知道要怪谁。
For some people, if there's no God, they have no object to blame.
他的有神论是为了自己可以随便骂骂上帝才产生出来。
So his concept of theism is based on the fact that he wants to blame a God.
那么基督徒的有神论，
but for the Christians,
是因为有一个神，我才好解释我从那里来怎么样荣耀他。
They believe in God is it because they want to glorify someone?
今天我们看许多无神论的人，
many atheists today.
他们借着无神来逃避他们的责任。
Atheism is what they use to escape responsibility.
有一些有神论的人，
but many people who believe in God,
借着有神来怪责他不必要这个不尽的他的责任。
Actually make use of God to blame him so that they shed all responsibility.
这种宗教信仰，
so such religious faith,
都是以自我为中心，
is all self-centered.
以逃避自己的责任，
because he want to escape responsibility.
为了要归咎别人，
because he want to blame others.
产生出来的。
Result of all these things.
所以除非是神的启示，
so, apart from,
你承认他主权的启示而对他产生信仰，你的宗教是没有价值的。
So your religious faith has no value unless God himself reveals to you.
又是在很年幼的时候，
So when Joseph was very young,
他已经领受了他父母家庭给他很基本的宗教信仰。
He received the basic religious teachings from his parents.
这些的教育使他与他众兄弟完全不同。
And all these teachings marked him out from all his brothers.
所以他相信一个圣洁的上帝。
So he believed in a holy God.
他相信一个人应当遵循圣洁的原则来取悦上帝。
He believed that man has the responsibility to be holy and please God.
所以在责任方面，他尽所能的对自己有要求。
So he did his best, demanding of himself to fulfill these responsibilities.
对成就方面，他一点不夸自己的荣耀。
But in regard to his successes, he will not give credit to himself.
对受苦方面，他一点不怪这一边人。
And regarding his suffering, he will not blame others.
这几件事是表示这个年轻人是伟大的。
So this young man was a great man indeed.
上个礼拜我跟你谈到，
And last week we talked about this.
他回答波提法妻子的话语。
How he responded to Potiphar's wife.
隐藏着有史以来年轻人对圣洁的伦理最崇高的认识。
Within his response, we see really high moral character.
我岂可与你犯这个大罪？
How can I sin?
来得罪上帝呢？
And do such a wicked thing against God.
他认为犯奸淫是个大罪。
To him, adultery was a great sin.
他认为在床上乱搞是个大罪。
Sexual promiscuity is a great sin.
这种把小的罪用大敏感去对付的这个回应，这种态度，就是圣人。
So if you are a saint, if you are able to magnify your sins and consider them as great sins.
如果一个人对大罪小敏感，
if you try to diminish the impact of your sin,
没有办法过一个圣洁的生
活。Then you'll not be a holy person.
对小罪大敏感。
But if you do it the other way around, you magnify the impact of your sin.
靠近圣洁很近。
And you are closer to holiness.
所以加文说呢，
So John Calvin said,
一个圣人绝对不是一个没有犯罪的。
A saint is not one who doesn't sin.
一个圣人是一个对小罪有极大敏感度的人。
A saint is a person who is very, very sensitive to small sins.
又是就是这样的。
And such was a man.
啊，又是让你犯罪的真正对象不是与他犯罪的人。
And he believed that the object of his sin was not the person.
你偷一个人东西，你是得罪他。
When you steal from someone, are you sinning against him?
你侮辱一个人，你是藐视他。
When you abuse someone, are you actually sinning against him?
犯罪的时候常常是干犯别人的自由、面子、权柄、财产。
Very often we sin because we actually interfere with someone's will, someone's property.
如果约瑟跟波提法的妻子 到床上犯奸淫的话，
Joseph had committed adultery with Potiphar's wife，
那么约瑟到底是得罪谁？
So who had he sinned against？
他是得罪这个女人的丈夫呢？
Would he have sinned against the husband？
因为他是有夫之妇啊。
Because this woman had a husband。
或者他是得罪这个女人？
Or was he sinning against this woman？
因为他玷污了别人的太太。
Because he had defiled someone's wife。
或者是玷污了别人的女儿。
Or defiled someone's daughter。
是不是他得罪了他们的上一辈？
Would he have sinned against their ancestors？
使他们有一个不名誉的女子，
because he had caused disgrace to the family
line， 或者他是得罪他们的儿女呢？
Or would he have sinned against the children？
使这些孩子有一个不名誉的妈妈，
because these children have a disgraceful parent，
又是完全不同人际关系的层次来看罪恶的
问题。But this was not how Joseph considered the sin。
他竟然是从人与神之间的关系来看。
He looked at sin in terms of how you affect your relationship with God.
这是非常伟大的处理罪恶的问题。
And this is really great indeed.
因为我犯这大罪是得罪耶和华。
Because I committed this wicked thing and I sinned against God.
你在这里很清楚地看见，他把人与神之间的这线关系放在人与人之间的横线。
So we consider his relationship with God as being more important than interpersonal relationships.
这也是一切伦理的总原则。
And this is the general principle of all ethics.
当一个人敬畏上帝的时候，
when a person fears God,
他就不会随便犯。
He will not commit sins in the way he wants.
人与神之间的关系搞好的时候，
if his relationship with God is right,
他人与人的关系就没有多大的问题。
Then his interpersonal relationships will fall in place.
我们从全本圣经也看到这个总原则的正统性。
Overall principle in the Bible as well.
因为神要我们敬畏他。
Because God wants us to fear Him.
敬畏神成为立身之本。
And this is the basis of how we live our lives.
那我们在处理自己圣洁的生活。
In the way we live our holy lives.
我们处理与人之间的关系。
In the way we handle our interpersonal relationships.
所以传道书告诉我们。
And the book of Ecclesiastes tells us.
少年人，你要看什么，你看吧。
Young man, see whatever you want.
少年人，你要做什么，你做吧。
Do whatever you wish.
但是你要知道，为你所行的一切事情，有一天你都要站在上帝面前向他交账。
One day you must be accountable to God for all you have done.
所以这句话的意思就是整个人的生活行为，我们所作所为都是要与神发生关系。
This shows that whatever we do has something to do with our relationship with God.
神是按照他的形象样式创造人。
Because God has created man in his own image and likeness.
人是为神所造，因他而被造，靠他而立。
Man is created for God, by God.
所以我们要活在上帝的面前。
So we must live before God.
不但如此，当上帝把律法赐给人的时候，
And when God gives the laws to man,
他先把人神之间的四条放在前面。
The first four commandments is related to our relationship with God.
然后下面人与人之间的六条放在后面。
And the other six are related with interpersonal relationships.
因为与神之间的关系是优先于人与人之间的关系。
Because the divine human relationship takes precedence over interpersonal relationships.
那么这些道理贯彻全本旧约跟新约。
And such principles are consistent throughout the Bible.
从始至终是连成一线的。
It's a line that is permeates throughout the Bible.
那么最先了解这个是谁呢？
Who first understood this principle?
最先了解这个的就是亚伯兰的信仰传下来这个选民。
It was perpetuated by the faith from Abraham down to the chosen people.
所以年轻人中间最先明白这个事理的就是约瑟。
So Joseph was the first young person to fully understand this.
我岂能与你犯这个大罪？
How can I commit this wicked thing?
来得罪耶和华。
And sin against God.
那像约瑟这样圣洁的人，
such a holy man like Joseph.
这样伟大的少年，
such a great young man.
为什么上帝不照顾他呢？
Why didn't God take care of him?
为什么上帝不保护他？
Why didn't God preserve him?
当他面临危险的时候，让他去受危险。
When he faced dangers, why did God seem to allow him to face the danger?
受毁谤的时候，让他被毁谤。
When he was being maligned, God didn't do anything to save him.
当他将要受苦的时候，让他受苦。
When he was about to suffer, God allowed that to happen.
当他要进监牢的时候，是凭他去进监牢。
When he was in prison, God allowed that to happen.
这样的事情发生在一个人身上的时候，
So when such things happen to a person,
很少的会脱离埋怨上帝，进入无神信仰的这一种宗教状况里面。
And many people will actually go into an atheistic faith because he doesn't believe in God anymore.
有一本书，它题目是这样写。
And there's this book entitled.
当人受苦的时候， 上帝在哪里？
When man sins, where is God? Is God? When man suffers, where is God?
其实这个题目就是很多人受苦的共同性的反应。
And this is what many people can identify with.
主啊，当我受苦的时候，那一天你在做什么？
Oh God, when I was suffering, where were you?
主啊，当灾难临到我的时候，你为什么不出声来抚慰我呢？
When I was suffering, why didn't you do anything to protect me, oh God?
有一个女孩子，
there was this young girl,
她很爱主。
She loved God a lot.
有一天夜晚，她在美国从学校的宿舍出门，就给一个人抓去，黑人就强奸了。
One day in the U.S. when she was leaving for home, she was raped by a black man.
日记里面写一句话。
And in a diary, she wrote,
上帝啊，那天晚上你在哪里？
Oh God, on that night, where were you?
上帝啊，当我受苦的时候，
when I was suffering, were you there?
我永远没有办法明白你为什么任凭我。
I can never understand why you allowed that to happen.
为什么你让我受这些不应该受的？
Why did you allow that to happen to me?
我到底在什么事上得罪你？
In what way have I offended you?
我到底犯了什么应当受刑罚？
What have I done wrong that I deserve this punishment?
你这样对待我是公义的吗？
Do you think this is just for you to treat me this way?
我这样受苦是应该的吗？
Is it right for me to be suffering?
上帝从今开始，
Oh God,
我很难再相信。
From now onwards, I find it hard.
我很难再爱你。
I cannot love you and believe in you.
我很难再顺从你。
I cannot obey you anymore.
他日记写的时候，眼泪一滴一滴把他写的字都弄散了。
And her tears were actually dripping onto her words.
有人看到他的日记，
and someone read her diary.
心里酸得不得了。
Really felt very sad.
因为产生了共鸣了。
And could identify with her.
好像信仰在某些时刻是没有作用。
As if faith has no impact in certain circumstances.
对主的顺从到某些时刻只是珍贵的。
As if our obedience to God doesn't serve us any good in some cases.
后来这个人见到了一个宣教士。
And then this person met a missionary.
把这个事情告诉那个宣教士。
Actually, related this event.
那个宣教士听完了以后也不能回答。
And this missionary couldn't respond.
只能哭。
Could only cry.
哭完了以后。
Keep crying.
两个人抱头一同哭。
And they cried together.
原来那个宣教士也有一些苦是别人不了解的。
Because this missionary actually suffered in many ways people don't understand.
但是自从两个受苦的人彼此谈谈以后。
But when these two persons who suffered actually share their sufferings.
他们心情松了一点了。
And they start to feel better.
为什么呢？
Why?
原来全世界不是单单我有这种苦。
Actually, many people actually suffer in the same way.
全世界不是单单我有这种反应。
I'm not the only person who suffers this way.
前几个月读到一个轰动全世界的新闻。
A few months ago, we read actually a shattering news.
就是曾经到印度去终身服务穷人的伟大的修尼的男修尼。
There was this nun who went to India to serve full time.
人发现他三十多年的日记。
And someone actually read her diary 30 over years ago.
里面提到他常常不知道为什么上帝这样那样，所以过着一个很幽暗在黑暗中间的灵性。
In the diary, we saw that actually she once lived a decadent life because she couldn't understand why God treated her in certain ways.
那么有的人就更怀疑上帝。
And there some people actually doubt God because of that.
这 Mother Teresa 这样伟大的人。上帝就让他过一段很长的这个黑暗的生活。
Even a great person like Mother Teresa actually suffered greatly.
讲信上帝跟不信上帝有什么分别？
So what's the difference between believing in God and not believing?
对上帝的顺从跟爱有什么好处？
What's the purpose of having obedience and love for Him?
圣经不但有这个思想。
Not only does the Bible say this.
还有比这个更深一层的思想。
There's something even deeper than this.
所以诗篇告诉我们。
So Psalms tell us.
那些不顺服上帝的。
Those who do not obey God.
他们走了一个更顺利的道路。
They are walking a more successful path.
他们过一个更发达的生活。
And they live a more prosperous life.
他们没有什么困难。
They have no sufferings, it seems.
他们发财。
They actually prosper.
眼睛突出。
And actually,
他们身体肥壮。
They prosper in every way.
一面做得罪上帝，做侵害别人权利的事情。
And while doing wicked things at the same time.
一面享受物质上更大。
At the same time, they are enjoying material prosperity.
所以诗人也看不出神的引导在哪里。
So the psalmist couldn't see where God is in this whole picture.
神的公义在哪里？
Where is his righteousness?
为什么这个世界这么多我们不能明白不应当发生的事？
Why is the world filled with such events that we cannot understand?
所以他只能在守望台上问上帝。但是不知道答案在哪。
So in the midst of hopelessness, he asked God, but had no response.
后来他明白过来。
And in the end, he understood.
这是顺利的人呢。
All these people who prosper.
正在走一条荒路。
They are walking a living path.
一条很荒。
A slippery path.
所以特别快，这个叫顺利。
A slippery path, therefore, is very plain sailing.
顺利就是滑行的路。
A successful path is a slippery path.
滑行的越快就是越向下坡的路。
The smoother it is, the more slippery it is.
所以我告诉你。
So let me tell you.
当你行步困难的时候。
When you're walking a very difficult path.
每一步像万吨重量的脚步的时候。
Every step seems to be filled with a heavy burden.
是你疲累的不能。
When you are so tired,
使你力不从心。
When you are so tired, you have no energy.
那就可能你正在走向上的道路。
You are probably walking in the way of God,
而不是走向下的道路。
Not walking downwards.
有一次的 Kissinger 到中国去。
When Kissinger once went to China,
他就问周恩来一句非常非常残忍的话。
So he asked a very cruel question to 周恩来。
他说：“周总理。”
Prime Minister Zhou,
我们美国人都是挺胸昂首的走路。
We Americans walk and we stand tall and we walk straight.
为什么你们中国人都是弯腰驼背的走路？
But you Chinese like to walk hunchback.
如果你是周恩来，你怎么回答？
How would you respond to this American?
美国人营养好吗？
Americans have good nutrition.
美国人吃的东西都很足够的。
Or they eat better food.
所以美国的 ice cream 一盘就像我们的一个大鸡蛋糕。
So they have a larger portion of everything.
亚洲的这 ice cream 都好像一点。
In Asia, the ice cream is so much smaller.
So your ice cream, 它就一大盘给你。
But in America, the ice cream is such a big portion.
美国你喝 Coca-Cola 都可以 refill， 一次配可以喝三四杯。
In the US, you pay for one cup of Coke, but you keep refilling.
这边的人第一杯付钱，第二杯你付不付钱，他把你赶走。
But in Asia, it's different. You have to pay for every single cup.
所以周恩来很容易回答。
So Zhou and I could respond easily.
你们的食物很充足。
You all have a lot of food.
你们的国家很富有。
You have a prosperous nation.
而你们的这个食物很足够，营养很丰富。
So you have good nutrition, good food.
就这样答嘛。周恩来不这么回答。
But that was not how he responded.
到底是很聪明。
He was quite intelligent.
他说你们美国人挺身昂首走路。
So you Americans walk straight, stand tall.
我们中国人走路弯腰驼背，为什么呢？
We Chinese walk with a hunchback. Why?
因为我们在上山，你们在下山。
Because we are going uphill, but you are going downhill.
一个上山的人是这样的。
If you are going uphill, you're
probably 下山的是对对对对。
But if you are going downhill, you'll be standing tall.
你们就挺身昂首了。
And、that's why you walk in this way.
我们就弯腰驼背了。
That's why we are hunchback.
所以到底周恩来是很聪明的。
So he was quite intelligent.
他不是看到营养跟力量的关系。
He was not concerned about nutrition and food.
他看到上下之间的不同。
He was concerned about whether you're going uphill or downhill.
上帝让你走快的路。
So when God allows you to walk fast.
顺利的路。
A successful path.
表示他没有干预你的自由。
It means he's not interfering with your own free will.
任凭你去生气死。
He's given you over to your own free will.
但上帝关干预你的生活的。
When God intervenes,
有份你计划你的灵命成长的。
Means He has a share in how your life is developing.
他就许可苦难临到你。
He's allowing suffering to come into your life.
主啊，我受苦的。
Say, Oh God, I'm suffering.
你在哪里
？Where were you?
主啊，我受的不公义制裁的。
Oh God, when I was unjustly treated.
你在哪里
？Where were you?
为什么你许可我这样？
Why did you allow this to happen to me?
上帝说你受苦的时候，
God says to you when you were suffering,
我的手放开你，
My hand was releasing you,
我的眼照顾你，
But my eyes were upon you,
我从来没有离开你，
I have never left you.
那么为什么你把你的手放开？
Why did you release your hands?
因为孩子啊，我不能每一步都牵你走，
Because I cannot take you every step of the way.
如果我一步一步牵你走，你永远不能站起。
If I were to handhold you every step of the way, you will never stand.
每一步都要我拉住你扶持你，你永远不会自立。
If I were to handhold you all the way, you will never be independent.
所以你们做母亲的，
so as mothers,
你教你孩子走路的时候，
when you are guiding your child to walk,
先抓住他的，
you first start by handholding the child,
一步一步走。
And as the child walks step by step,
你怕他跌下去，
you are afraid that he will fall down,
你就支持他的高度，
and you will support him,
你就保持他的稳定，
and maintain his stability,
或者他越来越稳，
and then when he's more stable,
越来越稳的时候，
more and more stable,
突然间你把手放开，
and you will release your hands.
但是当母亲把双手放开的时候，
But when the mother releases her hands,
这是眼睛更注意她每一步的时候。
That's when her eyes were more set upon the child.
神不是一个机器。
God is not a machine.
神是生命的主。
God is the God of life.
神是生命的教育者。
He's the educator of life, as it were.
所以他在教育我们的时候，
So he's guiding us in our life.
他有计划。
He has a plan for us.
他有他的策略。
He has his own strategy for us.
他有超过任何被造的人。 的智慧。
He has wisdom that transcends all human wisdom.
当他放手的时候
，When he releases his hands，
他没有放开他的眼。
He has never forsaken you.
他的眼目定住你。
His eyes are set upon you.
注意你的脚步。
And taking watching over you.
当你跌倒的时候
，When you fall，
他许可你知道。
He allows you to know why, how you suffer.
然后他给你力量，使你可以站起来。
And gives you the strength to stand up again.
我教了我的四个孩子。
I've taught my four children.
我的教法跟当时很多人教法很不一样。
I taught in a very unorthodox, in a very unconventional way.
一个孩子跌倒的时候
，When a particular child falls,
告诉妈妈快快把他抱起来。
Most mothers would be so anxious,
照顾他很可爱哦、
most anxious and pick him up.
不但照顾他完了以后
，Not only that,
还拿一个东西去打那个跌倒的地方。
The mother would probably actually curse the place. That when,
就是你这块石头
you stupid rock,
你害死我的宝贝
you caused my child to fall,
就是你这张椅子
you stupid chair,
把我的宝贝绊倒了
make my child fall down.
所以你的孩子一面会说是就是
so your child will say yes, stupid chair, stupid rock.
这样的教育啊
such an education,
使你的孩子永远不会认错
will never allow your child to know where he's wrong,
永远不会悔改
he will never repent,
永远不会自立
he will never be independent,
错就怪别人
because every time you make a mistake, you blame others,
错就怪环境
you blame the environment,
有错就怪命运
and you blame your faith.
你有错就怪上帝。
And you blame God even.
这就是你教育的结果。
This is how you educate
我告诉你
people.
很多教育学博士教孩子就是这样笨。
And many professors of pedagogy actually teach in this way.
那个博士可以丢在海里。
You can actually throw away your PhD.
为什么很多博士教孩子教不成
？Why do many PhDs fail in teaching children？
很多乡下老太婆什么教育学都不懂，孩子可不成功。
But many uneducated women can actually raise very good children.
有些教育的规律。
Because there are certain principles of education.
不是越多照顾就是越好。
It's not that the more you take care, the better he becomes.
懂的时候抓住他。
You must know when to grab tightly.
你要知道什么时候放开他。
You must know when to release.
神的教育就是。
And that is how God will lead and guide us.
约瑟是很伟大。
And Joseph was a great man indeed.
在他的伟大中间，上帝要他更伟大。
In the midst of his greatness, God wanted him to be greater.
上帝在这个很主动。懂得怎样对神对人关系处理自己的时候再放开他让他受更多的痛
so God actually allowed him to suffer even more so that he could
这是神的智慧
that's the wisdom of God
这是神的策略
this is his strategy for us
当你受苦的时候
when you are suffering
埋怨不会帮助你
complaining will not help you
捉鸡不会救你
you will never help when you complain
挖力不会解决你的问题
when you worry you will not help you
生气不会平息
if you are angry you will not help you
所以挖力捉鸡生气都是没有用的。
Whether you worry or you're angry or you complain, it will never help you.
你要把这些东西都放开来。
You must actually release all these emotions.
平心静气。
And actually to calm down.
面对苦难。
To face the suffering.
不怨天尤人。
Do not just grumble.
不放纵你放肆的怨言。
And do not just unleash your anger.
有一个德国的教育学家。
There was this German professor of education.
他的孩子。不小心把洋娃娃打破了。
And his child actually accidentally broke a doll.
这个很可爱的洋娃娃头就变成有一个大洞。
Was a very adorable doll, but actually it was broken.
这个小孩子到爸爸面前。
And this child came before the father.
爸呀，我的洋娃娃头破了。
Oh, Dad, the head of the doll is broken. The head is broken.
这个父亲说什么？
But the father said to the child.
今天不是哭的时候。
Today is not a time of crying.
但是洋娃娃破了。
But the doll is broken.
今天不是哭的时候。
That's not the time for crying.
今天是拿一些泥土补娃娃破口的。
It is time for us to mend the particular
doll. 如果要哭。
If you want to cry.
你明天才哭。
Cry tomorrow.
今天没有时间哭。
There's no time to cry today.
今天不必哭。
You don't have to cry today.
今天你的精力不是拿来哭。
Your energy is not used for crying today.
你精力是拿来补那个破了的。
Use your energy to actually repair this toy.
你懂吗？
You understand.
懂。
I understand.
他一边说懂一边在哭。
By still crying.
他说你懂了就不必哭。
And don't cry if you really understand.
你对我说。
Say to me.
今天不是哭的时候。
It's not the time to cry today.
今天不是哭的时候。
And he responded, while crying, it's not a time to cry, I know.
你不要用哭讲这句话好不好？
Don't say this while crying still.
静静地说。
Say without crying.
今天不是哭的时候。
Today is not the time to be crying.
今天是拿泥土补破头的时候。
It's the time for us to repair this toy.
今天是拿泥土补破口的时候。
And he responded likewise.
后来他就跑掉了。
And then he went away.
跑到外面去。
Went outside.
拿些泥土补到破的口。
And took some clay to
补好了以后呢。
To mend that particular toy.
跑到妈妈、爸爸面前。
And came to the father again.
爸爸头补好了。
I've actually repaired the toy.
没有动了。
There's no hole in the head.
弄好了吗？
It's done.
弄好了。
Say, yes.
我已经补好了。
Yes, it's done.
现在你可以哭了。
So now we can cry.
他说， The people,
no need to cry now.
头已经不好,
because it's repaired.
生命就是这样,
such is the case with
life. 没有挑战的生命,
if there are no challenges in life,
没有苦难的生命,
if there's no suffering in life,
才是可怕的,
then it is a horrifying thing.
没有不应当受苦而受苦的这种经验,
if you do have this experience of suffering,
你永远没有得胜,
you will never have a victorious life.
没有仇敌,
you will never have an enemy.
你永远没有可以夸口,
you will never be able to boast.
有仇敌你还胜过他, 你的生命才有意义。
To have an enemy and to have victory over them, then you have meaning in life.
有困难你又超越他,
and to have suffering and to overcome it,
你的生命才有胜利。
And there is true victory in your life.
上帝为了使你有胜利的可能,
and for the purpose that you might have true victory,
所以上帝故意保留仇敌的存在。
God will allow your enemies to exist.
上帝使你有胜利的喜乐。
God will allow you to have the joy of victory.
上帝故意让试炼痛苦的临到。
God allows suffering to come into your life.
所以呢，有时候
And that's, therefore, Joseph,
他没有错,
he didn't make any mistakes.
他没有什么失败,
he didn't commit any mistakes.
他没有什么得罪人,
no failures, didn't offend anyone.
不白之言, 一次再一次领导,
but unjustly treated time and again.
但是圣经从来没有记载,
but the Bible has never recorded,
又是怪责别人,
that Joseph blamed anyone.
从来没有记载,
there's never any recording in the Bible,
又是怪责上帝,
that Joseph blamed God.
又是有苦难他承受,
in the midst of suffering, he took all the suffering,
等候时间到了,
and waited for the time to come,
看上帝怎样行奇事,
to see how God will work amazingly.
上个礼拜我们说呢, 波提法就把他放在副卫长的监牢里面去。
And you see, Potiphar's wife actually caused Joseph to go into a prison.
那他就变成坐在监牢里面的一个人。
And so he was imprisoned.
但是他在监牢里面呢
？But while he was in the prison,
他还是最尽忠。
He was still faithful.
有最好的表现。
He had good performance.
应当做的工作都做好了。
He did all his duties very well.
所以又是有一个不受环境影响他生活的规律的一个好处。
So he had these principles that will exist no matter what happened. We cannot say that when the circumstances are favorable, then I'll start talking about my responsibilities. I must do what I should regardless of the circumstances so that I become a good example. So when I was preaching this afternoon, I talked about this example. If a preacher, he's full of energy while preaching to the masses, but when there are less people, he's less energetic. Is this right? This is totally wrong. If there are only two persons in the audience, would I say, only two persons, how can you invite me? Waste of my talent.
浪费我的时
间。Wasting my time.
我不是的。
I wouldn't say that.
我一生真是用这个精神。
With this principle and spirit, I served.
我十九岁的时候。
When I was 19.
有人破坏我。
Somebody actually tried to destroy me.
一百多人的团体，他们讲各样的坏话，妒忌我，剩下两个人。
So because someone maligned me, 100 over people, fellowship became only 2 people.
那时候我要决定一件事情。
So I had to decide.
我怎样对这两个人讲道。
How do I preach to these 2 persons?
我用更热诚。
So I was more enthusiastic,
更温暖,
to more warm, a more sincere attitude. I preached to these 2 people,
按着两个青年的肩膀,
and actually held their shoulders,
很勇敢地劝他们一些的事情,
and very courageously I actually encouraged them.
结果两个变成五个,
so these 2 persons then
五个变成八个,
became 5, then became 8,
变成十多个,
became 10 over people,
变成几百个,
and then became hundreds of them.
就这样建立起来,
and that's how I built the audience up.
我不应当因为环境而消沉,
I must not be hopeless because of the audience,
我的火热要使消沉的环境变成热烘烘。
My fervor must actually cause actually a downcast spirit to actually be lifted up.
我们是影响者。
That's how we influence people.
我们是主导者。
That's how we proactively lead people.
我们是推己及人者。
That's how we encourage people.
我们是使环境改变者。
That's how we actually change the environment.
我们不是受影响的。
We are not influenced by the environment.
是就是所在的地方。
So wherever Joseph was,
人就因为他的在而受到影响。
People were influenced as a result of his presence.
又是容易用善去胜恶。
He was able to actually win over evil with his good.
用光去照暗。
With light to shine into darkness.
融化自己里面的盐分，使四周得到调节的味道。
The salt in his life will actually go into the flavor of the surroundings.
我们每一个人。
And this is how every one of us.
每一个基督徒。
Every Christian.
每一个侍奉的人。
Everyone who serves God.
应当有的主动。 伦理。
This is the proactive ethical attitude that we must have.
当你有这种主动伦理的时候
，when we have this proactive ethics，
你到的地方就不一样。
Wherever you go, you will be different.
你就改变人。
You will change people.
你就产生伟大的影响。
You will actually produce actually great influence on people.
又是到了监牢。
So Joseph was in prison.
监牢因为他就不像监牢了。
And the prison was not like a prison because of him.
又是到什么地方
？Wherever he went.
那地方因为他的同在就变成提升一等了。
That place will be lifted up because of his presence.
这是很重要的一件事情。
It's a very important thing we realize.
许多的母亲常常怪环境害死他的孩子。
Many mothers will blame the surroundings for the children's plight.
我的孩子本来很可爱。
My child was a very lovable child.
每一次做妈妈讲这句，我很想问他，
every time,
有哪一个人的孩子本来不可爱？
Every time a mother says that, I will say, which child is not lovable?
有没有个母亲生一个孩子一出来就古怪的不得了？
Will a mother actually give birth to a very ugly child?
每一个孩子生来都很可爱。
Every child is lovable at birth.
因为朋友不好。
But because the friends were no good.
因为环境不好。
Because the environment was no good.
所以他变成这个样子。
Therefore he became like that.
每次妈妈这样讲， every, 我就说，会不会因为你孩子，所以环境变成那么坏的？
I will always respond by saying, is it because of your child that the environment became like that?
因为你的孩子，别的孩子就跟他就变成这样。
Maybe other children were influenced by your child.
我们总是好处归自己。
We always credit goodness to ourselves.
缺点怪别人。
But we discredit others.
好仅于自己享受。
We actually attribute success to ourselves.
不好的环境就怪这边。
And attribute failures to other people.
有时不是如此。
That's not so for Joseph.
你到的地方。
Wherever you go.
你存着帮助。
You will become a help for people.
你到的地方。
Wherever you go.
你存着祝福。
You become a blessing.
你到的地方。
Wherever you go.
你带出天堂的荣光。
You actually bring the glory of heaven to people.
带出基督的香气。
You bring the fragrance of Christ to people.
你带出人格的伟大。
You bring the greatness of your character to people.
别人因为你受帮助受建造。
People can be blessed and built up as a result of your presence.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以圣经告诉我们
so that's how the Bible tells us.
典狱长就是管理监牢的人
so this prison warden
他们非常喜欢 Joseph
they actually liked Joseph very much
就是王宫的环境可以因为坏的人就变成地狱一样的痛苦
even the palace could become a like hell because of evil presence
反过来
and contrary,
就是监牢的环境
conversely a prison
有一个义人可以使许多人得到曙光
even a place like prison can be likeheaven because of a righteous man.
请问你所在的地方
wherever you are,
从你生命带出什么
how has your life influenced that place?
从你的人格发出什么
from your own character, what has happened?
从你的身上看见什么
from your own life, what do people see?
求主赐福给我
may the Lord bless us all.
所以约瑟在监牢中间
so when Joseph was in prison,
就变成人所尊重的人
he became a man highly esteemed by people.
在监牢里面的人
when he was in the prison,
人因为没有盼望
The prisoners had no hope.
因为没有主,
the prisoners have no God.
对上帝的敬畏,
they have no fear for God.
所以很多监牢里面的男人过着像禽兽一样的生活。
So many male prisoners live like animals.
因为监牢里面没有接触你的机会，他们是同性恋的样子。
Because they have no women in the prison, they were like homosexuals.
他们就变得很粗暴。
So they became very wild.
像野兽一样的人。
Like beasts.
但是基督徒不是如此。
But Christians are not like that.
你到的地方
Wherever you are,
你有天上的光照耀地狱的黑暗。
With heavenly light, you will illuminate the darkness of hell.
用基督的舍己使人看到无私的伟大。
The self-denial of Christ, people can see what real self-denial means.
你用你得胜的喜乐使人产生新的盼望。
Your own victorious joy, people can generate hope in their life.
很多人到监牢里的时候
Many people when visiting the prison,
他们如果有机会把信息传到外面。
If they have a chance to preach the message.
都是这样的，我这里很苦。
The prisoners, if they have a chance to say what they want, they will say, I'm suffering here.
我在这里感到很没有意义。
There's no meaning in my life.
请你们至少一个礼拜带一次鸡汤给我。
Can you bring some chicken soup every week to me?
给我一些蚊子的咬。
Give me some mosquito repellent.
因为我在这里呢，给蚊子咬的很厉害。
Because I've actually bitten my mosquitoes.
我真的太苦了。
I'm suffering here.
你们多来看我。
Come and visit me more.
多来安慰我。
Come and console me.
给我一些快乐。
Give me some comfort, some joy.
保罗不是这样。
But Paul was not like
that. 保罗在监牢里面。
When Paul was in prison,
he said, 我为基督被囚的。